Joining us is Dave Benedict, the UConn Director of Athletics, and, well, some changes going on, those largely due to the weather, and so here he is for a few minutes. Hey, morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful.
Man,
how are you?
You've been rearranging chairs. You've been doing all kinds of stuff around here to try and make this thing work. Oh, God. You know, and it was, if you guys will remember, last weekend we were supposed to play South Florida. But as it turned out, because of the hurricane, they thought better of coming up because they were afraid they couldn't get back. So that game has now been moved. Dave, when is it?
It's November 4th. So we'll play South Florida on November 4th.
Okay. And then coming up a week, the schedule had to be rearranged. I imagine you talked to the commissioner of the AAC and try and figure out a way to do this. East Carolina is coming up next Sunday, right?
They are. And that was, that was probably one of the difficult decisions for one of the other institutions in our league to make that change, because that really impacts their schedule. They weren't planning, obviously, on traveling up here next weekend and playing on a Sunday, but fortunately, we got a lot of cooperation from the rest of the member institutions, and the commissioner and his staff did a great job in making all of this work.
Dave, I'm trying to remember, has UConn ever played a Sunday game? I don't think so, not since they've been 1A.
Not to my knowledge. I've never been, in over 20 years in being college athletics, I haven't been a part of a Sunday college football kick in the regular season.
You are now.
Yeah, we're gonna try to take care of business this Saturday, and then certainly turn our attention to getting as many fans out to Pratt Whitney Stadium as we possibly can.
Now, since we were talking, I was mentioning a few moments ago, as you know, the game last weekend was first canceled but now postponed and put in another place. What do you do with the tickets if, in fact, you had them?
Yeah, we're just basically going to use the same tickets. So East Carolina tickets that were originally for November 4th will now be able to be utilized for next weekend's game. And the same will be true for South Florida.
Since I haven't gotten to speak to you for a while, I was out, of course, the one Saturday game that they played against Holy Cross, or that was. But you've done some new stuff. And one of the things you've done, coming as you did from the SEC, one of the things that you've gotten into is making it more of an event. And I think you really have done that.
Well, I appreciate that. We do have a ways to go, but we do continue to tweak things and bring new things to our fan base, because we want it to be an experience from the time really that you show up to Pratt Whitney to the time that you leave. So we want to make sure the tailgate lots and parking is easily accessible, and people can park where they want to so that they can enjoy socializing and tailgating with their friends. And I think people are really enjoying the tweaks that we made to kind of the rules and regs as far as parking. But, lots of different things. Chick-fil-A's now in the stadium.
Well, yeah.
Everyone loves. They sold out by halftime.
Yeah, except the bad news is next Sunday they won't be open because they're not open on Sunday. Oh, well.
Yeah. No, I won't be able to work on that. So we were able to get the game rescheduled, but I will not be able to get Chick-fil-A to serve on Sunday.
You got Rita's. You got Bears Barbecue. Come on. You got the Ted Steam Burgers. You're working up the game here, man. You're doing it.
Well, and we got the Randy Etzel Burrito Bowl. So, you can't miss on that.
Oh, so much to eat, so little time. Hey, Dave, very quickly, the men's schedule coming out today. Will that about what time will we know?
I think it'll be released sometime this afternoon.
Okay.
So we're excited about it. We've got some good games on the schedule, and we're looking forward to getting that underway.
All right, Dave, let's make next Sunday a success. We'll be yelling about that one, I'll tell you. And good luck against
thanks a lot.
Good luck against Virginia.